لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالعلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان غير الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله لا سيما بقية الله والعنة الله على أعداء من أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى لقاء الله. أما بعد فقال الله في كتاب الحكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين يتبعون الرسول نبي أمي الذي يجدونه مكتوبا عندهم في التوراة والإنجيل يأمرهم بالمعروف وينهاهم عن المنكر ويحل لهم الطيبات ويحرم عليهم الخبائث ويدع عنهم إصرهم والأغلال التي كانت عليهم فالذين آمنوا به وعزروه ونصروه واتبعوا نور الذي أنزل معه أولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله على العظيم. مؤمنين, we are continuing Surah Araf, and the verse I recited is verse number 157. It's a very famous verse of Quran which introduces the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his 8 qualities. And Allah says like this, those who follow the apostle, it's the Rasul, those who follow the apostle, the uninstructed prophet, uninstructed, ummiyyun is uninstructed, he was not taught by anybody, and prophet. So three titles Allah gave. He is the Rasul, he is Nabi, and he is ummi, he is a messenger of Allah, and he is not been taught by anybody else, and he is a prophet. Who is mentioned, and what Allah said? Those who follow him, not to have faith in him, but to follow him. Allah says, these three qualities he has, you will follow him, not just have faith in him. Yes, alladhina yattabi'una, he started with the follow of fellowship. Then Allah says what about them with these three? The total 8 qualities of Prophet has been described in this verse. 3 are right there. Okay. Now there are 5 more coming. Whose mention they find written with them in the Torah and Evangel. Allah described Prophet in Torah and Bible. And there are places where Allah says that these people are book Christians, the Jews, they know Prophet more than their own sons. Why? Because Prophet description was so clear in those books that they knew this is the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why didn't they accept him? Because they were busy with their worldly gains, and they thought that if they accept him, that their life would be more difficult. And they rejected him. Still, people, why? People know Islam is the right religion. Why did, when you ask them, why don't you accept? Sir, it's pretty hard for me, you know. My life will change. That's what it is, you know. But they all knew. Everybody knows today Islam is a religion, but they don't want to accept it because they think it's hard on them, you know. They love this world. Oh, love of this world. So, whose mention they find written with them in Torah and Evangel. Now, what are other qualities? Who bids them to do what is right and forbids them what is wrong. These are the two characteristics which Allah says are the key for the Prophet. Now, Mizan describes very well about this. Allah sent all these books, right? Torah, Evangel, and all these books from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the degree of Amr bin Maruf and Nahi Munkar, which Islam emphasized, has never been so much as Islam emphasized so much. To bid them to do right and forbid them what is wrong. Because if you don't do that, the society is ruined. What happened today to Christianity? They stopped doing, asking to do right and stopping wrong to the degree that now your churches were gays. Means this, because they just, and when you do this, the religion dies. When churches and centers are running for the sake of crowd and donation, and you stop saying right, do good thing and stop wrong things, then society dies. Right? We have to be careful in our remember that we don't do those things. That and that's why when Imam Ali was martyred, he did preachings to his son Hasan al Islam about Quran and bidding right and forbidding evil before he passed away from this world. Because these are the key for the religion. bidding to do right and forbidding what is wrong. That's how the religion stays. The Mahamasa got martyred when he was asked, why you are going to Karbala? He said, because I want to I'm going for Amr bin Ma'ruf. Same thing. Imam comes, our Imam, Zama comes, he'll do same thing, right? Islamic revolution came in the world to do this. Why? To have the society free from evil and do good things. So that the society is safe and secure. Now further verse goes, makes lawful to them what are the good things and forbids them what are the vicious things. Prophet came for that. And release them from their burdens and the shackles that they were upon them. What were the burdens and shackles they had? Which Prophet relieved? These are other quality of Prophet. They used to kill their daughters' life because they were ashamed to their daughters. That was their burden, you know. If one person gets killed, then they go and kill 70% of the side. And they'll fight for the one murder for several generations. Islam said, tooth for tooth and nose for nose and eye for eye and life for life. Not do that and they do it justice. But they used to just fight for generations for one murder. That was their burdens. There are looting going on. Women have no respect. All murders, killings and hunger. Because of looting. So, they all were the shakers and burdens which Prophet came, gave the security to the community, made community prosperous. History is the witness. After Prophet came, those Arabs who were starving to death had no respect. Allah gave them respect in the whole world and they ruled the world, right? Because of Islam, right? Because of Islam. But what happened to Muslims today? They left Islam, so they became again slave of the higher, super, big powers of the world. Because they left Amr bin Ma'ruf and Nahy in their community, so they became slave to the dictators in their country. And they became, those dictators became slave to the superpowers, lost everything, right? That's what happened. And then again they are in shackles, right? Shackles are being slave of dictators and slave of higher powers. That's what happened. But Prophet came to relieve them from their burdens and the shackles that they were upon them. Those who believe in him, honor him and help him and follow the light that has been sent down with him, they are the felicitous. So who believe in Prophet, who honor him, who help him, those are the right ones. And who follow the light that has been sent down with him. What is the light sent down to Prophet? Quran. The light is the sent down. Those are the ones who are the felicitous. The Quran was sent to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That's why when Prophet left, he said, I am giving two things, Quran and Ahlul Bayt, because this Noor, which light is sent, nobody can understand but these Ahlul Bayt, the teachers. What Ummah did, they left Ahlul Bayt and they got somebody else. What happened? They could not understand the light of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And they became, instead of good Muslims, they became terrorists. Destroyed the name of Islam in the whole world, killing innocents. Became completely ignorant. Why? Because they couldn't handle the light of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The light was in the chest of Imam Ali, chest of Ahlul Bayt, and they left them for their own worldly gains. Right? Because Imam Ali used to ask them to do good deeds and stop evil. They couldn't take it. They say, Ali, you make our life difficult. We will not have support you. We want our luxury. We want our money. Well, people of Kufa, they turned against him. Ali is the one who just gives us only small share from the government treasury. We need more. Ali says, I'll not give more than anything else. That's what happened. They left Ali alayhi salam, right? And that's why the Ummah is suffering. Could not understand light of Quran, right? And they became ignorant. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا لِلَّذِينَ لَهُمْ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لا إله إلا هو يحيي ويميت فآمنوا بالله ورسوله والنبي الأمي الذي يؤمن بالله وكلماته واتبعوا لعلكم تهتدون. This second verse came when? Now I'll give you background of this verse. When this verse came? Mullah Hassan says a Jew came to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and says, he asked Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, do you suppose that you are a prophet like Moses? He questioned. So Prophet said such a, he kept quiet. We die of our Salam Prophet. We are so lucky to be in his nation. But he said, Allah Akbar. He said, yes, I am the master of the children of Adam. And I don't boast on it. And I am the seal of Prophet, the leaders of pious, and the messenger of the Lord of the worlds. That's what I am. Allah Akbar. Yeah, so blessed to be in his nation. So when he said that this verse came, now listen to this verse and you'll enjoy the verse so much. Say, O mankind, I am the apostle of Allah to all of to whom belongs the kingdom of heavens and earth. There is no God except him. He gives life and brings death. So have faith in Allah and his prophet, his apostle, the uninstructed prophet who has faith in Allah and his words, and follow him so that you may be guided. So Allah answered to the Jew as the Quran came. And Allah first, and Allah saying to prophet, say to them, okay? Say to them in what? Introduce God and introduce yourself now. Now Allah asked prophet to introduce God first. Say, O mankind, to everybody, I am the apostle of Allah to all of you. Who is Allah? To whom belongs the kingdom of heavens and earth. There is no God except him. He gives life and brings death. That's the God. So have faith in Allah and his apostle. And now then introduce yourself. Means what? He said, so have faith in Allah and his prophet, the uninstructed prophet, who has faith in Allah and his word. Prophet has faith in Allah and his word, right? We should have faith in Allah's words. Follow prophet to have faith in Allah and his words, right? And follow him so that you may be guided. Allah asks us to follow him, not just to have faith in him. Follow him so that you may be guided. If we just have faith in him and but not follow, we are not guided, brothers and sisters. So follow fellowship of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, right? What is the fellowship of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Prophet was a lamp who spread Islam everywhere. We need to have the lamp in our heart. Lit a lamp in our heart from the Quran and Al-Bayt and spread the light to the world. The world is waiting from the Shia of Al-Gharra to spread Islam, right? Have knowledge, have faith and give to others. Others are waiting from us. وَمِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَىٰ أُمَّتُونَ يَهْدُونَ بِالْحَقِّ وَبِهِ يَعْبِلُونَ. Now Allah talks about among the people of Moses is the nation who guide by the truth and do justice thereby. Now who are these? What is this verse about? After Moses' death, what happened? Other prophets came, right? Other religious guided religious came and they guided people, and those are the ones who are the guided ones, right? So let me read the translation. Among the people of Moses is a nation, is a group who guide by the truth and do justice thereby. Imam Ali says that Jews got divided into 71%. One will go to paradise. This is the group who were guided by their prophets and guided, rightly guided leaders. And Imam Ali says that Christians got 72%, one will be guided. Others will go to hell. In Muslim, Mawla Ali says, 73% will be there, 72% will go to hellfire, one will go to paradise. Who are those? With the same kind of ideology. What is ideology about? Is guided to the truth and do justice thereby. This is the only one will go to heaven, others will go to hell. Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will come with the same ideology, guiding towards the truth and establishing justice. And it all comes with Amr bin Ma'ruf and Nahy bin Munkar, right? There's a whole ideology that if we are hoping to be in that group, we have to guide towards the truth. What is truth? Quran. Truth is Al-Bayt. If in the mosque Quran is not being taught properly, there is no guidance. Okay, brothers and sisters? And with the from the guidance of Al-Bayt, Quran should be understood. Should be understood through the guidance of the right way. That's the right way, and then and do justice. Justice thereby. Justice. Now the Muharram is coming, right? Muharram is coming. Now what we have to do in Muharram is to do Amr bin Ma'ruf and Nahy bin Munkar to our nation. So that we are prepared for Imam Azam Al Islam, right? Quran has to be preached. Amr bin Ma'ruf should be done and Nahy bin Munkar should be done so that our Ummah is ready. When you don't do that, community gets destroyed. Community gets destroyed. وَقَطَّعْنَا هُمُسْ نَتَ أَشْرَكَ أَصْبَاطَ أُمَمَا وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَى إِذِ اسْتَسْقَاهُ قَوْمُهُ نِدْرَ بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجْرِ فَانْبَجَسَتْ مِنْهُ نَتَ أَشْرَكَ أَيْنَا قَدْ عَلِمَ كُلُّ أُنَاسٍ مَشْرَبُهُمْ فظللنا عليهم الغمامة وأنزلنا عليهم من وسلوى كل من طيبات ما رزقناكم وما ظلمونا ولكن كانوا أنفسهم يظلمون. Now what is this context? Next verse comes in the context because Allah told Musa alayhi salam that go and enter Jerusalem. There were other fighters were living there who were not believers. Allah wanted Musa alayhi salam to attack them and enter Jerusalem, but they didn't enter because these people refused to enter and fight. They were scared. So what Allah gave them punishment. This is in Surah Maidah, the details. We are not going to the detail, but Allah punished them for 40 years. They were roaming in the desert. They couldn't find their way. And Musa alayhi salam was with them too. Because Allah said, you didn't listen to my prophet. Now you roam in the desert. And they kept roaming in the desert 40 years. And when they're roaming, they got thirsty, they got hungry. So then Allah gave them some favors in that punishment time too. Okay. So let's read the verse inshallah. We split them into 12 tribal communities. Verse start. What? No, I'll stop there. Israel means Yaqub alayhi salam had 12 sons and they had their children, so they came 12 tribes from Yaqub alayhi salam, 12 kids. Okay, now I'll read further. We split them into 12 tribal communities and we revealed to Moses when the people asked him for water because they were thirsty. Allah said, when his people asked him for water, strike the rock with your staff. Where 12 fountains gushed from it. Allah should read the miracles. That they were thirsty. So Allah says, you have this staff, strike the rock, 12 fountains will come. Because there are 12 groups. They all had ego. They don't want to drink together. They said, Moses, we want 12 different fountains. They are so stubborn people, you know. So 12 fountains gushed through. Allah has the habit of 12. 12 fountains. We Allah gave 12 fountains to Ali Muhammad, 12 imams, you know, fountains. You should drink from them. The spirituality, right? Strike the rock with your staff, where 12 fountains gush from it. Every tribe came to know the drinking place. Subhanallah. This was Allah's miracle. And we shaded them with the clouds because they were going to desert. So Allah sent the cloud to shade them. And we sent them manna and quails. The food used to come from the heaven. And they used to enjoy those birds' meat and all that for free, you know. This was Allah's blessing. Drink the water, eat free food, and shadow going on, you know. Even they were in the punishment, but Allah was kind to them. Yeah? Eat of the good things we have provided you, and they did not wrong us. And they did not wrong us, but they used to wrong themselves. Allah says, when you try to wrong us, it's to Allah. You don't harm Allah, you harm yourself. That's what happened. If you do sins, it's against us, not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah gave them favors, you know. Even in their punishment, Allah was favoring them. وَإِذْ قِيلَ لَمُسْكُنُوا هَذِهِ الْخَرِيَةِ وَكُلُوا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شِدْتُمْ وَقُولُوا حِطَّةٌ وَادْخُلُوا بَابَ سُجَّةً نَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ خَطِيئَاتِكُمْ سَنَزِيدُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Now, verse goes further. And when they were told, settle in this town, means in Holy Land. Okay, verse goes, settle in this town and eat thereof whence you wish and say, relieve us of the burden of our sin. Hittatu, relieve of the burden and enter prostrating at the gate and we may forgive your iniquities and soon we shall enhance the virtues. Okay. This is beautiful verse. I'll tell you further. So they were asked to go to the Holy Land and stay there with the peace and eat and be relaxed. And you say, Hittatun. Hittatun means Allah forgive us. Right? Forgive us. Allah says, if you say forgive us, Allah will forgive you. Right? So Imam Baqir al-Islam says, what says Imam? Imam Baqir says, we are the gate of Hitta. Means we are the gate of forgiveness. Like for them, there was a gate of Hitta for Jews. We as Ahlul Bayt are the gate of Hitta for Muslims. Means if we accept our wilayah, Allah forgives. Allah forgives. But what people did to Ahlul Bayt? They left them. Right? There is no forgiveness. Same thing when Allah asks them to do, say Hitta, instead of Hitta, they say Hinta. because their heart were deviated. If their heart was good, they would say, Hitta, Allah forgive them. But they had mischief in their heart. So instead of Hitta, they called Hinta. Instead of saying forgiveness, they said Weed. Because they were evil in their heart. When evil comes, that's what happened. We seek Allah's refuge to evil to come to our hearts. No? So Allah says, say Hitta means forgive, relieve, and enter prostrating to at the gate, to sajda to the gate. We will forgive your iniquities, your sins. Huh? And soon we shall enhance the virtuous, if you are virtuous. Then what they did? It was so easy for them, right? It was easy them to go to this town, they didn't go. And when they were asked to say Hitta, they didn't say that. Everything became difficult for them, right? If you sin, easy thing becomes difficult. If you sin, it's easy to read Quran, but you cannot read Quran because your heart is hard, right? So easy things becomes hard on you. Salat, people cannot do salat because easy thing is salat, but they cannot do salat because of their sins. Hard become hard. Cannot do salat. Cannot focus on salat. Cannot read Quran because looks easy, but becomes difficult, right? So what happened? فَبَدَلَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْهُمْ قَوْلَ الْغَيْرَ الَّذِي قِيلَ لَهُمْ فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ رِجْسًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَظْلِمُونَ So what they did? As I mentioned, I read first verse. But the wrongdoers changed the saying with other than what they had been told. So we sent against them a plague from the sky because of wrong they used to commit. So if they were asked to do Hitta, they say Hitta. Allah says, okay, now I'm going to send you punishment from heaven. Allah punished them. Allah. Punishment comes, brother, but we don't realize it. Punishment comes. Prophet is the Rahmatul Alameen. He came as a mercy for the mankind. So Allah doesn't send an open punishment now. Right? But other punishment comes. Like, you know, like Joseph, when they tortured Joseph so much, his brothers, right? And Joseph's brothers asked the father, Jacob, that we did so much torture to our brother and we caused you to cry all your life. What is the punishment of Allah? We don't see any punishment from Allah. So Allah revealed to Jacob, tell them that you are in punishment but you don't see your punishment. So what is our punishment? Because you don't remember me much. Now you stop remembering me because I took away my love from your heart. That's what happened to the Ummah now. Where is the love for Quran now? Where is the love for Quran? Where is the love for have the serious fellowship? Prophet, following Prophet Sunnah, that love is gone. We are in rituals. That's the punishment of Allah, brothers and sisters. We don't see that. Where is the love for memorizing Quran? Where is the love to help Imam? So those are the punishment of Allah. We are already in those punishments. When the mixed getting comes, we don't care. No? When our wife goes without hijab, we don't care. This is the punishment of Allah on us. Allah will not turn us into apes, but our soul become like an app. Our soul will become like an app. Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa ta'ala. Was'aluhum anil qariyata allati kanat hadirata al-bahar idh ya'aduna fi sabti idh ta'atihim hitanuhum يوم سبتهم شرعا ويوم لا يسبتون لا تأتيهم كذلك نغلوهم بما كانوا يفسقون. Now Allah is talking about a famous story which we have been reading, and this story is at a town who was at the sea coast, which is nowadays Israel, you know, or Philistine, you know, old Philistine. So, and those were Jewish people, okay? Now I read first verse, okay? And please pay attention. Ask them about the town that was situated on the seaside when they violated the Sabbath. What is Sabbath? Saturday. They were asked, Jews, not to do any hunting on Saturday. Fish hunting especially. Now Allah says further, when their fish should come to them on the seventh day, visibly on the shore, Allah is testing them. Allah says, don't fish on fishing on Saturday, and Allah said, fish on Saturday. To test them. So that Allah see how much they follow him. Like haram money comes quick. Right? Haram money comes quick. But Allah says it comes quick, but it's a testing. Haram comes quick. Haram comes difficult, right? But Allah says, Allah puts, it looks like easy haram, but it's testing of Allah. Allah wants to see you take a pain and do halal. So Allah tested them. So the fish will come only on Saturday, which Allah referred, right? So I read again verse, when the fish would come to them on Sabbath day, visibly on the shore. And but on the days when they were not keeping Sabbath, they would not come to them. Yes, Allah kept fish down. Now they are supposed to fish on other days when fish was not coming, and have patience. Right? That's how this testing comes, you know. Thus did we test them. Allah said, have you tested them? Because of transgression they used to commit. Why Allah tested them? Allah says, because they are transgressors. I want to see how much is the decision there are out of their transgression. Allah is testing us today, brothers and sisters. We have so much transgression in the community, and Allah is testing us. All haram money coming. People are selling liquor nowadays. Believers are selling liquors. And it's accepted for the community. Nobody says anything. Believers and rest are selling liquor, right? And taking all kind of bribery, right? This is the testing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It comes easy, but its effect is so bad, you know. If you sell liquor and you feed the children this liquor money, they become rebellious children. Love of our parents goes away. Love of our Quran goes away, right? Haram comes in the community because of the easy money, right? They should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's what they were doing, right? Allah tested them. So then what happened to this town? Allah said, وَإِذْ قَالَتْ أُمَّتُمْ مِنْهُمْ لِمَا تُعِيزُونَ قَوْمًا نِلَّهُ قَوْمًا نِلَّهُ مُهْلِكُهُمْ أَوْ مُعَزِّبُهُمْ عَزَابًا شَدِيدًا قَالُوا مَعْزَرَةً إِلَّا رَبِّكُمْ لَأَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ. Now what happened? When this was going on, they became three groups. One group was fishing. One group who was telling them not to do that. And one group was not saying anything, and who were asking to stop, they were not even with them, right? Three groups happened. So Allah is talking about these groups now. When a group of them said, why do you advise the people from Allah? Why do you advise the people whom Allah will destroy or punish with a severe punishment? They said, an excuse before your Lord, and that they may be God-weary. So one group was starving, right? So the second group said, why are you starving them when Allah wants to give them punishment or destroy them? Anyway, because they are so bad. So they answered to them. They answered to them what? So there they can ask Allah's forgiveness and they become pure. Muttaqin. They are still hoping for them. Brothers, never give up. If community is not doing right, never give up. Never give up your home. Never give up to yourself. Okay, keep doing Allah's, keep hope with the faith, and don't give up, because once you give up, you come to this group who is not doing a prayer tomorrow. Community get destroyed. So they become three groups. And these groups we see in our community. One group openly doing sins, openly selling liquor and all that. And one group not saying them anything, astaghfirullah. One group trying to stop. This group has become very small in our community, who ask them to stop. They say, my religion will be destroyed. I will not be liked by them, they will hate me, all those slogans comes in life. Please don't be afraid of those slogans. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكُّرُ بِهِ أَنْجَيْنَا الَّذِينَ يَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ السُّوءِ وَأَخَذْنَا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا بِعَذَابٍ بَئِيسٍ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ. Then what happened? When three groups became. So when they forgot what they had been reminded of, I stop here. Allah says. When they forgot what they had been reminded of. Mizan said so serious about it. You know, when we do sin, our heart says us, our nafs says, don't do that. Our zamir says that, don't do that, right? Because we have a regnar in our heart, right? He says, what is the right or wrong, right? He'll say, you didn't do right. But he'll keep saying you till you hear him. But if you keep sinning, he'll start dying. Your voice will start dying. And that's your end. This is your total inhalation. This is destruction. Total destruction when your inner voice dies. That's what Allah is saying. That when you forget, what you've been reminded means your inner voice stops telling you. That's why Imam Jafar Sadiq says that if you sin, and if your inner voice is still awake and he yells at you and you feel sad because your inner voice is yelling at you, maybe a love from your sins, because you're getting punished by the inner voice. And that will be a kind of repenting for you. And please, brothers and sisters, do not kill your, I beg to Allah not to kill my inner voice and have hope with Allah that the inner voice is alive and keep hearing at us, guiding us. Because Allah might forgive us, you know. But if we kill our inner voice, we're done. So Allah says that. So when they forgot what they had been reminded of, we delivered those who forbade evil. This group was delivered, who was asking to forbid evil. And two other groups were finished. We delivered those who forbade evil and seized the wrongdoers with a terrible punishment because of transgression they used to commit. Allah seized them. And how He seized them? فَلَمَّا عَطَوْ عَنْ أَمَّانْهُ عَنْهُ قُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ. When they defied what they were forbidden from, we said to them, be you spurned ass. Allah turned them to ass. And this is the admonition for the whole Ummah, Muslim Ummah. They turned them ass because they defied. Can you imagine that the one who did not listen to Allah, not to fish on Saturday, Allah punished them, turning them to apes, what would be the punishment for the Muslims of today if they're in haram? You know that we should ask Allah's forgiveness and complete forgiveness and give the guidance towards purity and taqwa, because Allah is just Allah, you know. His punishment is in this world, the punishment is in the barzakh and the judgment day, you know. And we should seek refuge of Allah from this punishment and observe taqwa and see how much we are following Allah's command, you know. More we eat haram, the more inner voice dies and the more we get unguided, and more we love of Allah is taken out from our heart. Can you imagine what happened to the people on the 10th of Muharram, and what would be their punishment when they killed the Prophet's grandson? What would be their punishment, and what would be the punishment of the one who supported them, and what would be the punishment who agreed with them? There's a group of Muslims in this world who agrees what Yazid did, still they are those kind of people. What would be their punishment? And the reason they killed Imam Hussain was because Imam Hussain stood for Amr bin Ma'ruf and Nahy bin Munkar. They were happy with their luxurious life. They were chasing their gold and silver coins. And Imam came and asked them to stimulate his community of justice, and they killed him. Same thing will happen Imam Ali, Imam al-Zamar time. When he comes, he wants to stimulate justice and bring the truth back and give the glory to Islam. The only one who will be able to support him will be the one who have been following Amr bin Ma'ruf and Nahy bin Munkar, their life in reality, they'll be able to stand up, who are ready to sacrifice everything. But if we are not doing it, and we just say that Imam Kamal will be with him, will not be able to do overnight, will not be able to change overnight. Brothers and sisters, we seek refuge from deception of shaitan. And we should stand up now for Amr bin Ma'ruf and Nahy bin Munkar, so that when Imam comes, it's in our habit not to pretend when Imam comes, which we are not. Allah, 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 Allah,